Man, oh man! Exciting times down here. 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. My name is Pete. This is In You All Along, intended to start at 5 p.m., but I came into a computer that was not doing its thing, and we're digging out here. I'm digging out. Running from the backup studio. Studio C, first time this show has broadcast from Studio C, where the mic just fell off the mount. Lovely, lovely stuff here. Anyway, I had intended to do a two-hour show for you this week, the last week of the winter schedule, before we go back to normal times. But it's going to be a one-hour show. And hopefully we get through this relatively incident-free. So sit back and relax. And we'll see where it takes us. How are you all doing out there? How's your day going? Better than mine, I bet. I will bet you that you don't have you're not operating out of a backup studio today. But that's okay. I've gotten the mic screwed in again. That's a positive step. I've switched to another pair of headphones where both sides work. I've gotten one of the two CD players in Studio C working. Progress, my friends. Progress in crisis is sometimes all we can ask for. And that's what we've got here on In You All Along. Technical Difficulties Edition here on Friday, the 27th of January of 2023. A day that will live in infamy. Where we just heard from the blanking am, can't say their full name on the radio, the combination of the blanking champs and Trans Am with doing research for an autobiography. Isn't that what life is, really? Are we all just doing research for our own autobiographies yet to come? And that was off of their 2004 album Gold. I believe that was a one-off. The other, they did another one that was Trans Champs. But this one was the Blanking Am. Prior to that, we heard from Apollo 100 with Joy, which I think is some kind of Bach type interpretation. I meant to do a little more homework on that. I was going to do that while I was sitting here. You know, I got a little time on my hands to catch up on little bits of minutiae. Nope. Running back and forth. Checking emails. Trying to get to the bottom of things here. All good. Just rolling with it. Nobody answers emails on Fridays at 6. Not even, nobody except for our somehow saint of our operations side here. Nick, who's all the way out in the West Coast, who is somehow just manages to find a moment here or there. So thank you, Nick. You got me part of the way there. We opened up this show. We opened up this set with Mike Oldfield with the end of this first half of Tubular Bells, his mostly one-man album from back in 1972, the beginning of which is famous as being the theme from The Exorcist, used a year or two later, which launched that album into fame. 19 years old when he created that album. And Mike Oldfield has made a career off of Tubular Bells ever since. Many versions, sequels, what have you. But I don't think anything quite captures the fun of the first. Anyway, I'm going to get you some more music on here. I'm going to check my email again, see if we can get that monitor running up and going in Studio A. Maybe. In time for Chill with Will at 7, but anyway, let's move it along.
never been fair. Can you tell me who to find when you don't know what to do when you try?
I'm I'd like to wish you the best that the world has to offer and all the joy and happiness that you have today. I'd like you to have for the rest of your lives. Make the most of your life together. Enjoy everything around you and enjoy everything that God has given us.
Thank you.
merrily we roll along here at WMFO from the friendly confines of tiny Studio C. But it all sounds just as spacious where you are. So I hope. We just heard an epic long track from Why Try. Called To Be Loved off of their Just Fine EP from 2020. Why Try will be playing with Humbug this Thursday, the 2nd, with Humbug at the Notch Brewery in Brighton at the Charles River Speedway. That cool little complex they've made out of the old stables down there. Part of that we heard from, We heard from a couple from Tux's Giant. We heard Snow in July and the little brief recording before called Happiness from their In Heaven EP from 2022 from the local act. Tux's Giant also playing. Where are they playing? They are playing on Sunday, this Sunday the 29th, with Dari Bay, Ped Fox, and Vinegar at O'Brien's in Alston. Lots of good music happening. The calendar is bulging full with new and exciting shows to go to, including one from the previous act to that on our playlist, Year of the Clam, which we heard Breeze on the Beach from their 22 album We Shall See, which is a, despite the kind of goofy pun, is a gorgeous and lush album. I had trouble picking what track to play off of that. So many good ones. But Year of the Clam will be playing. Where will they be playing? They'll be playing on Saturday, tomorrow, at the Jungle in Union Square with Mosaic Mirrors and a Charming Arson. Wrapping up that set of all local acts that are all playing this week, because I'm compressing this, what was supposed to be a 2-hour show into 1 hour. I want to make sure I at least get all the local acts that are playing this week in here. And they've all ended up in that one set there. We started it off with Fancy Trash, who will be playing in just moments. Actually, they're going on second. They'll be playing tonight at the Burren. That was their song Ain't About Truth, a single of theirs from 2020. There's all kinds of misleading info here, but I know that they themselves say that was from 2020, despite what the computer here says. I've learned right now not to trust these computers at all. Honestly, me and the computers down here, not on the best of terms right now. But we'll make up, I promise. Anyway, as I said, yeah, Fancy Trash will be playing. They've got an opener. I forget who the opener is. They're playing the 7-9 set at the Burren tonight in Davis Square. I'm going to try and get right on down there. You can practically roll down the hill here from WMFO into Davis Square. So I will catch those guys. So you can track me down and let me have a piece of your mind. God knows I have it coming. All right, we got how much time we have? We got 10 minutes? Not even. All right, I'm going to get you a little bit more in here just to wrap up this hour, put this mess to bed, shall we?
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it. You hear it every time you finish a meal and never feel anything. But if we were able to associate this sound with a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change your after-meal behavior through brainwashing. Because food waste costs the average family $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. And $1,500 extra is like getting a pay raise. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Which could pay for your child's braces. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Check out my braces.
So when you hear this sound, rethink your behavior. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit savethefood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Okay, turns out there was only time for one more. And that one you just heard was Soul Alphabet from Colleen from back in 2015 on the Thrill Jockey label. Captain of None was the name of that album. And that is going to do it. Other than the Wipers here in the background. But when it's over... Sometimes that's a sad thing. Sometimes it's a mercy killing. Supposedly we've got Chill with Will coming up at 7. Haven't seen Will yet. I'll hang around and try and coax him into this Studio C here. See what happens. But anyway, I want to thank you for putting up with this show yet another week. The spring schedule starts this coming week, and I'm going to have to nail down whether I am going to be on next week. I'm going back to an alternating schedule. Hope to do an alternating two-hour show, but that was not in the cards. So the powers that be have stuck me with the usual hour, although alternating. So I will. You can check up on the Facebook page in You All Along for updates. And if you know me personally, you can check up on my Instagram and all that whatnot. Anyway, thank you so much for tuning in here to In You All Along on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, the flagship station of the WMFO Radio Network. Stay tuned for something, just not sure what.